Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
But he has envisaged huge parts of Ukraine to be as part of Russia. I mean, he's written into the Constitution two regions, Kherson and Zaporizhia.
President Trump visiting the Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts today. It's his first visit since he removed members of the board and named himself chair. He told the board he plans to use some of the money from the trade tariffs to make improvements to the nation's capital and the arts center. At least 42 deaths being blamed on the string of volatile storms since Friday, with tornadoes tearing across nine states. And stocks ending up a bit today on news. Retail sales were up slightly last month. This is ABC News. The Trump administration has moved to dismantle the U.S. Agency for Global Media. Reporters Without Borders criticizing that move, saying it gives authoritarian regimes like Beijing and Moscow the green light to spread propaganda unchecked.
President Trump's order to effectively dismantle Voice of America and other U.S.-funded pro-democracy media outlets has sparked an outcry from press freedom organizations. VOA and Radio Free Europe play a powerful role as independent media in repressive countries, including, for example, Russia, Iran, Afghanistan, where most free media are censored or severely under-resourced. They reach over 400 million people a week. At least 10 journalists from the media organizations are currently jailed around the world for their work. Patrick Reeval, ABC News, London.
Consumer spending ticked up in February from the slowdown in January. It is just one of the gauges the Federal Reserve Board is looking at this week ahead of an interest rate decision. Michelle Franz and ABC News.
Hello, friends. It's Ellie here from Chet's Feed, Seed & Such. Stay cozy with Chet's apparel. We have sweatshirts, crewnecks, and a variety of hats as well. Our merch isn't the only thing to fall for at Chet's. We have premium birdseed and a huge new selection of bird feeders to keep your feathered friends happy. Come explore our large lineup of cat and dog toys, as well as treats. As the wind starts whipping, you can be sure that we have your back with our Henry County wood pellets to keep your home warm. Sold by the bag or even by the pallet. We appreciate our friends down here at Chet's. Because without you, there won't be us. Stop by 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center. Or give us a call at 647-8833.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. Scattered clouds tonight with a low of 34, partly cloudy and mild tomorrow with a high of 62, and becoming overcast and breezy tomorrow night with a low of 39. Currently in Richland Center, it's mostly sunny. The winds are out of the north-northeast at 8 miles per hour, and our current temperature is 59 degrees.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 3, flexibility and room to grow. Working around school schedules, helping with tuition, seeing someone grow in responsibility and compensation. Flexibility and room to grow. More reasons to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Few details are available, but the Public Affairs Office at Fort McCoy said that a soldier died at the base on Friday. According to a release from the Department of Defense, the soldier was attending a planning conference at Fort McCoy. The soldier was a member of the U.S. Army Reserve. Per DOD policy, the name of the soldier won't be released for at least 24 hours until the soldier's family is notified. It's the first death at the base since a car crash last fall claimed the life of a 17-year-old boy. A recent report found Wisconsin's roadways ranked 26th in overall road cost effectiveness and condition. According to the annual highway report from the Reason Foundation, the state jumped 7 spots in the rankings, which cover road and bridge safety, pavement quality, and cost effectiveness. Among the individual categories ranked, Wisconsin finished 7th in rural fatalities and 10th in urban and other fatalities. The state's worst category was urban arterial pavement condition, where it ranked 44th in the country. Average gasoline prices in Wisconsin have fallen 4.1 cents per gallon in the last week. averaging $2.86 a gallon today, according to Gas Buddy's survey of over 3,000 stations in Wisconsin. Prices in Wisconsin are 2.9 cents per gallon lower than a month ago and stand 45.1 cents per gallon lower than a year ago. According to Gas Buddy price reports, the cheapest station in Wisconsin was priced at $2.57 a gallon Sunday, while the most expensive was $3.19 a gallon, a difference of 62 cents per gallon. The national average price of gasoline has fallen 1.3 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $3.02 a gallon today. The national average is down 10.6 cents per gallon from a month ago and stands 42.4 cents per gallon lower than a year ago, according to Gas Buddy data compiled from more than 11 million weekly price reports covering over 150,000 gas stations across the country. The national average price of diesel has decreased 5 cents in the last week and stands at $3.56 per gallon. Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy, said, as concerns over tariffs and policy uncertainties grow, gas prices have continued to decline across much of the country, raising the possibility that the national average could slip below $3 per gallon and approach some of the lowest prices seen in years. He added, however, this decline shouldn't necessarily be celebrated, as it comes with strong warning signs. When the economy slows, gasoline demand drops, along with demand for other refined products like diesel and jet fuel. We've already seen some signals that the months ahead could be challenging. All of this suggests that gas prices are likely to remain low for now. However, if economic conditions improve, gas prices could eventually follow suit and start rising again. One woman received injuries following a one-vehicle rollover crash Sunday morning. At approximately 9 o'clock, the Grant County Sheriff's Office received a report of the crash on Highway 133, just west of the city in the town of Boscobel. During the investigation, it was determined Colleen Barrett, 52, of Boscobel, was traveling east on Highway 133 when she looked away from the road to answer her cell phone. When Barrett looked away to answer her phone, her vehicle began to veer off the roadway to the right. Barrett attempted to maintain control of the vehicle, but she overcorrected her steering and ended up crossing the center line and entered the ditch on the opposite side of the road. Barrett's vehicle traveled down the embankment and rolled an unknown number of times before coming to rest on its wheels. Boscobel Fire and EMS responded to the scene. Colleen Barrett was transported to Gunderson Boscobel Area Hospital by Boscobel EMS and then transported to UW Hospital via MedFlight. Barrett was cited for inattentive driving. With the news that retailer Joanne Fabrics declared bankruptcy and announced the closure of all physical store locations, scammers are wasting no time setting up fake going-out-of-business and liquidation websites. The Better Business Bureau has received numerous reports on BBB Scam Tracker about fake closeout sales. To avoid fake going-out-of-business sale scams, always confirm the website's URL. Scammers love to build fake websites that look like the real thing. These fake websites can be very convincing, so take extra steps to confirm what website you are on. Often the URL is either off by only a letter or two, or it may add extra words that still look convincing. Joanne's official website is joanne.com. Instead of clicking on ad links, go directly to the official website. Be wary of deals that sound too good to be true. Use your credit card for online purchases. Credit cards offer fraud protection that debit cards don't. If you accidentally purchase something from a fake website, your credit card company may allow you to contest the charge and get your money back. Be careful with what information is being asked of you. If you're checking out when shopping online and are suddenly asked for additional personal information, like your social security number, take that as a red flag for a scam. If you've been the victim of an online shopping scam, share your experience at BBB Scam Tracker. Protesters didn't stop over 100 people from attending the Lincoln Day dinner in Richland Center. The Richland County Republican Party hosted the event Saturday night at the Phoenix Center. It featured a number of speakers who included Assembly Representative Tony Kurtz, Hannah Teston, chair of the 3rd Congressional District, State Senator Patrick Teston, Judge Maria Lazar, Appellate Judge, Court of Appeals, District 2, and Congressman Derek Van Orden. Van Orden reiterated that he spoke to Elon Musk, and Van Orden stated, veterans, farmers, and those receiving Social Security will not be harmed by federal budget cuts. It's a Fix-A-Leak Week. To celebrate, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is highlighting the importance of preventing household water waste and practicing water conservation in recognition of the Environmental Protection Agency's Fix-A-Leak Week. Fix-A-Leak Week is the perfect time to fix any leaks you've been putting off. Household leaks can waste more than 1 trillion gallons of water annually nationwide, costing consumers millions of dollars. By fixing household leaks promptly, consumers can save water and money and prevent damage to their floors, furniture, and possessions. To make it easy for residents, the EPA's Fix-A-Leak Week webpage provides guidance on detecting and fixing the most common household leaks. These helpful steps can get you started. Check for leaks in your home, business, or workplace. Use the EPA's Detect and Chase Down Leaks at Home checklist. Start toilet and faucet repairs with helpful information from the Fix-A-Leak webpage. Learn how to replace your shower head with a video from WaterSense. Don't be afraid to consult a plumbing professional to help you get your leaks fixed or old fixtures replaced with more efficient models. Household leaks aren't the only places where water can be wasted. Large business operations like dairy and agricultural operations can also experience leaks. These leaks can quickly amount to a lot of water, so prompt repair can help businesses save money and boost their bottom lines. For additional information about water use in your home or business, visit the DNR's Water Conservation and Efficiency webpage. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade and Consumer Protection is accepting public comment on its Plan 2025 Spongy Moth Aerial Treatment Plans. Beginning in May and continuing through July, DATCAP plans to treat selected areas in western Wisconsin using low-flying planes. A total of approximately 69,065 acres at 27 sites in 8 counties are scheduled for treatment. These areas have been identified as having increasing populations of spongy moth, a destructive non-native insect with an appetite for hundreds of different species of trees and shrubs. Counties to be treated include Grant and Lafayette. Spongy moth program staff will present information regarding treatment plans at an upcoming public open house meeting at the Platteville Public Library Wednesday from 4:30 to 6:30. Attendees will have the opportunity to speak with staff, learn more about spongy moth, and view maps of treatment areas. Treatment plan maps, spray information, fact sheets, and other resources can be found at smaerialspray.wi.gov. Members of the public can also sign up for email updates. Call the toll-free hotline at 1-800-642-MOTH or email questions or comments to spongymoth@wisconsin.gov. Treatment plans for 2025 are dependent on federal funding. The controlled burn scheduled for tonight in the City of Richland Center has been canceled due to high fire danger. It has been rescheduled for tomorrow at 6, as long as weather permits. Residents in the area may see smoke and flames during this time. Please do not be alarmed, as trained personnel will be monitoring the burn to ensure safety.
Richland Cattle Center is gearing up for another big sale this Wednesday morning at 11:30 at Ithaca. Each week, they start with baby calves, followed by open heifers. Milk cows sell around noon. Buyers can expect a strong lineup, including fresh cows, first calf heifers, milking and bred back cows, springing cows, bred heifers, open heifers of all ages, a breeding age bull, and baby calves. All cattle can be viewed individually before the auction. Lactating cows are milked after the sale to ensure better udder health during transport. Trucking's available as well. Overnight care is also offered. Don't miss out. Head to Richland Cattle Center this Wednesday morning at 11:30 at Ithaca.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. David Franklin Spiegel, 89 of Muscadet, died March 7th at the William S. Middleton Memorial Veterans Hospital in Madison. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at 11 at St. John the Baptist Catholic Church in Muscadet, with military rites to be conducted by the Muscadet American Legion Post. Burial will be held in St. John's Catholic Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at St. John's Gym Wednesday from 10 until 10:45, when a rosary will be prayed before the procession to the church for the Mass and service at 11. Memorials may be directed to the Bluebird Restoration Association of Wisconsin or the Muscadet Sportsmen's League. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for David Franklin Spiegel, 89, of Muscadet. Dorothy A. Baker, 92, of Arena, died Monday at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at 11 at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green, with burial in the Arena Cemetery. Friends may call at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home Tuesday from 4 until 7, and again Wednesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Dorothy A. Baker, 92, of Arena. Mary L. Ostrander, 72, of Boscobel, died Wednesday. A celebration of life will be held at 11 o'clock Friday at the Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel. Burial will be in the Blue River Cemetery. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Home Friday from 9 until the time of service at 11. Mary L. Ostrander, 72, of Boscobel. Magdalene M. Maggie Lomasny, 85, of Plain, died March 7th in Grand Rapids, Michigan. A funeral mass will be held Tuesday, March 25th at 11 o'clock at St. Luke's Catholic Church in Plain, with burial in the church cemetery. Friends may call at the church Tuesday, March 25th, from 9 until the time of Mass at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to St. Luke's School Endowment. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green is assisting the family with arrangements for Magdalene M., Maggie Lomasny, 85, of Plain. Ruth Marie Hansen, 90, of Richland Center, died Saturday at Pine Valley Community Village. Graveside services are pending with the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center for Ruth Marie Hansen, 90, of Richland Center.
Oh, by the way, Ivan's no longer on the project. His wife got a new job, so they're moving across the country.
Robin's top researcher is deviating to a new market. This isn't standard.
And now we're short-staffed. Who's going to finish all these projects?
She needs a cluster of new data analysts, and there's no margin for error.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Put our matching platform to work so you can spend less time searching and more time connecting with talented candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. Another day in a very high fire danger. Saw a ton of sunshine, windy conditions whipping up to 45 miles per hour and shoving us warmer than yesterday, right to about 60 degrees. In Sauk County today, in Westfield, there was a wildfire. It's controlled, but it did burn an acre. And there were three other wildfires started in Columbia County, and one other in Marquette. You see, we've got all this dry, dead vegetation, that yellow stuff, right? It's prime for wildfires, so any spark from equipment, from your cigarette butt, can start and spread so rapidly today, especially with those winds. Burn bans are in place. Otherwise, tonight, we've got a few scattered clouds, low temperatures will fall to the mid-30s, and tomorrow, we stay mild, right back to the low 60s. It'll be partly cloudy, becoming overcast by night, then the winds start to pick up. Winter storm watches have been put out for much further north. Here for us, it looks like a windy and wet storm, with showers and even some thunderstorms possible on Wednesday, especially in the morning. That rain, though, does want to flip to snow in the evening, and we could see snow accumulations adding up to around an inch. Because high temperatures of the low 40s on Wednesday will be hit early in the morning, and they'll be falling throughout the day as winds blast us out of the northeast, gusting around 40 once again. And of course, this will set us up for a cooler Thursday, highs in the low 40s, but hey, it'll be sunny. You might want to soak it up, because by Friday, we become cloudy again, with patchy light rain in the evening and some snow at night. It's going to be the case here as we go from high temperatures in the upper 40s to lows in the mid-20s. It's going to be doing that whole mixed precipitation thing and, of course, refreezing overnight and early morning. So be careful of the icy spots. Otherwise, for Saturday, it'll be dry, partly sunny, highs in the mid-40s. And for Sunday, another storm headed our way. This one might want to pack a bigger punch here for us. Some significant accumulating snow is possible. Until then, I hope you enjoy this week. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
Richland County Bank strongly encourages you to remain vigilant against scams. Richland County Bank and other legitimate financial institutions will not call to verify information. Scammers are hoping to trick you into giving your personal information. Richland County Bank reminds you to never give any information unless you've initiated the call and it's to a phone number you know is correct. Don't trust caller ID. Scammers can spoof their numbers so it looks like they are calling from a particular company even when they're not. And if you get a robocall, hang up. Don't press 1 to speak to a live operator or any other key to take your number off the list. If you respond by pressing any number, it will probably just lead to more robocalls. The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, and online at richlandcountybank.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, it's mostly sunny and 59 degrees after a high today of 60 and a morning low of 18. Yesterday's high was 41 and we received no precipitation. Record high set back in 2012 is 82 degrees with a record low of 8 below that was set back in 1941. Last year's high was 38 with a low of 27. Sunset will take place tonight at 7:10 and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 7:09. Winds are out of the northwest at 7 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 30.19, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 59 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO Sports is sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and PCB Wealth Management, committed to helping you pursue your goals, whatever they may be. The Badgers have earned a number 3 seed in the NCAA tournament, despite losing the Big Ten title game to Michigan. The Wolverines closed Sunday's championship game on an 11-2 run to win 59-53. Wisconsin had set a conference tournament single-game record with 19 three-pointers last week, but shooters were good on only 7 of 39 on Sunday. John Blackwell's 18 points topped the scoring column. The Badgers will take on Montana on Thursday in Denver. Marquette has been seeded 7th in the NCAA tournament after a 79-63 loss to St. John's on Friday. The Golden Eagles will meet New Mexico, Friday night in Cleveland. This is the fourth time in 4 years the team has qualified for the championship tournament since Shaka Smart took over as coach. Marquette will take a 23-10 record into the game at the Rockets Arena. Wisconsin women's hockey team will meet Minnesota in the first round of the NCAA Frozen Four on Friday night. That will be the sixth time the two rivals have met this season, and it will be skated on the Golden Gophers' home ice. The Badgers advanced by beating Clarkson 4-1 on Saturday in Laban Arena. Ava Murphy, Kelly Gorbatenko, Lila Edwards, and Lacey Eden scored goals. This is the 16th time in program history that the UW has appeared in the Frozen Four. Another triple-double by Giannis Antetokounmpo wasn't enough to keep Sunday's game close for the Bucks. The Oklahoma City Thunder rolled to a 121-105 decision. Antetokounmpo filled the stat sheet with 21 points, 10 assists, and a dozen rebounds. A day after outscoring Indiana 126-119, Milwaukee was held to 41 points in a low-scoring first half at the Pfizer Forum. The team flies to the West Coast next for a Tuesday game at Golden State.
Dr. Seuss once said, sometimes the questions are complicated and the answers are simple. Schwartz Insurance Agency wants you to be sure that your auto, home, farm, life, and health insurance questions are answered, whether the questions are complicated or simple. call 647-8891 or stop at 152 North Main Richland Center and visit Schwartz Insurance, your locally staffed agency representing many insurance companies, including Wilson Mutual, to help provide answers to your questions.
Whether a college education is a distant dream you hold for a newborn child or a financial imperative staring you in the face, it is important to take swift steps to begin meeting this challenge. Next to retirement planning, paying for your child's education could be the largest expense that your family will bear.
To learn about flexible college savings programs, please contact Rob Renish with PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank at 608-588-9946. He can help you plan today so you are prepared for tomorrow's college education expenses. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates, not insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations. May lose value.
And currently in spring training baseball action, the San Diego Padres are leading the Milwaukee Brewers by a score of 9-7, and that's in the going into the bottom of the sixth inning. Christian Yelich and Milwaukee won the NL Central each of the past two seasons, but a three-peat is looking quite the challenge. While the Brewers had a quiet winter in the wake of their third division title in 4 years, the Chicago Cubs revamped their roster and the Cincinnati Reds bolstered their rotation and bullpen. The Pittsburgh Pirates also should benefit from a full year of Paul Skenes. Milwaukee lost shortstop Willy Adames in free agency, and it traded closer Devin Williams to the New York Yankees. But outfielder Jackson Chourio is back, and the Brewers have some experience with defying expectations. Rory McIlroy has won the Players' Championship in a three-hole playoff against J.J. Spahn that lacked a real drama. McIlroy blasted a drive down the 16th fairway to set up a birdie, and then Spahn sailed over the Island Green on the par 3, 17th and into the water for a triple bogey. McIlroy is the eighth multiple winner of the PGA Tour's Premier Championship. It is also the first time in his career he has won twice early in the season before the Masters. It was the first Monday finish in 3 years because of a four-hour rain delay on Sunday. And trying to prove the real inventor of the March Madness pool seems about as implausible as picking a perfect bracket. Staten Island pub Jody's Club Forest said it was the first in the late 1970s to design what would become the modern-day bracket. The first winner took home $880. By the time the Jody's Club shut down the pool in 2006, the jackpot hit $1.6 million for the winner. The family of a U.S. Postal Service worker out of Kentucky says he was the first one to create the bracket. This was the more traditional form of picking every game down to the champion. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and PCB Wealth Management, committed to helping you pursue your goals, whatever they may be. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thied.
In Wisconsin's Supreme Court election, your family's safety is on the line. Just ask retired Wisconsin police officer Mike Walter.
As a police officer trying to put away violent criminals, you deal with two kinds of prosecutors. Guys like Brad Schimmel, who gave big plea deals to rapists, domestic abusers, and even a man caught with child pornography. And someone like Susan Crawford, who made sure rapists, murderers, and abusers were behind bars so victims could get justice.
That's Susan Crawford, the former prosecutor who took violent criminals off our streets and the judge who kept them in jail. Take it from a cop.
When I walk in a courtroom, I want Judge Susan Crawford, and now we need her on the Supreme Court.
The truth is, extreme Brad Schimmel won't keep Wisconsin families safe. We need Susan Crawford, a common sense judge. Paid for by Susan Crawford for Wisconsin. Crawford for WI.com.
This Farm Market Update from WRCO Radio in Brownfield is sponsored by Aiderers of Plain. For great big savings on household goods, egg supplies, milking equipment, and service, plus friendly small-town convenience. It's Aderers in Plain.
Soybeans were mixed Monday. Corn, cattle, and hogs finished higher. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in corn genetics, offering more than 50 lines of the highest-performing corn featuring a broad range of traits. Stein has yield. Soybeans ended the session mixed on bare spreading. Brazil's harvest is close to 70% complete, and harvest conditions are favorable in most of Argentina. Export demand for U.S. beans is slow because of the South American price advantage. NOPA crush numbers out during Monday's session were bearish. May beans were down a half at 10.15 and a half. July was 3/4 lower at 10.29 and a quarter. May bean meal was down $1.60 at 304.30. May soybean oil was up 51 points at 42.10. Corn was higher on short covering and technical buying. Monitoring South America with warmer, drier weather expected in some areas, potentially stressing crops. Feed, fuel, and export demand continue to be solid. May corn was 2.5 higher at 4.61, and July was up 2.5 at 4.70. And wheat was supported by speculative and technical buying, along with the lower trade in the dollar during the session. Dry weather's a concern in the southern U.S. plains, the Black Sea region, and eastern Europe. Some of the U.S. soft red winter crop might have been damaged by recent storms. May Chicago was up 11.5 at 568.5. May Kansas City was 19.5 higher at 605.5. May Minneapolis wheat on Monday was up 13.25 at 615. Live and feeder cattle were sharply higher, supported by the sharply higher midday move in box beef, getting ready for this week's direct business. April live is up $1.85 at $205.02, and June was $1.72 higher at $201.07. April feeders are up $3 at $284.20. May feeders were $2.65 higher at $285.30. And hogs were up with pork sharply higher at midday. April lean was $1.45 higher at $88.07. May hogs were up $2.25 at $91.45. Megan Grebner has your full look at the cash livestock markets after this.
When it's time to choose a residual herbicide for your soybeans, you need broad-spectrum weed control that lasts. Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides by BASF give your crop up to 2 more weeks of residual weed control, providing 50% more control than other Group 15 residuals. The long-lasting herbicide portfolio protects your soybeans from even the toughest weeds while providing a steady growing environment for the entire season. Talk to your retailer today about adding Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides to your 2025 plan. Always read and follow label directions.
Looking to grow new ideas for your farm? Then visit the WPS Farm Show. For 63 years, farmers have been coming to the show for the latest in farm equipment, services, and technology to boost their business. Don't miss this year's show, filled with ideas to help you grow. Mark your calendar for April 1st through the 3rd at the EAA grounds in Oshkosh. For more information and a full list of exhibitors, visit wisconsinpublicservice.com.
Rut cash cattle trade activity was quiet, typical for a Monday. Show lists this week are mixed, higher in Texas but lower in Kansas and Nebraska and Colorado. Bids and asking prices didn't surface. Significant trade volume will likely be delayed until the latter half of the week. Box beef closed higher with good demand for moderate offerings. Choice up 289 at 321.16. Select closed $1.58 higher at 307.90. Estimated cattle slaughter was 114,000 head, down 1,000 on the week and down more than 3,500 on the year. Cash hogs closed lower with a fairly light negotiated run. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct down $1 with a weighted average of 88.05. And the Western Corn Belt closed 41 cents lower with a weighted average of 88.05. Pork values ended the day firm, up 27 cents at 97.65. Loins were sharply higher and butts were higher. And estimated hog slaughter was 487,000 head, even on the week, and up about 6,000 on the year. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
I'm Brent Barnett on Brownfield. Missouri's ag director says she's optimistic for a more durable definition for the latest revamp of the Waters of the U.S. rule. Chris Chin tells Brownfield,
"We can't let it take forever to get to a point where farmers have that certainty to be able to move forward. I think that this administration, at the rate they've been going, I think we will have certainty sooner than what we have in the past."
More news coming up next on Brownfield.
Bex recognizes this week's player with heart, Megan Kruhl from Lancaster High School, for her commitment and passion on the field and within the farming community.
Megan is a three-sport athlete, volleyball, basketball, and track and field. She's in FFA, Future Business Leaders of America, and the Environmental Club.
We've been starting to build like plant starter kits for families and then like herb starter kits so we can keep in our kitchens. And then we've also given plants to teachers' rooms just to keep the air purified.
Megan helps with a family farm now in its sixth generation.
I've been surrounded by agriculture my whole life. I've loved growing up around animals and just the earth. It makes me feel so centered and just knowing that I'm a part of something bigger than myself.
She plans to run track at Winona State University and wants to be a physical therapist.
I've had a lot of injuries throughout my sports career, and just seeing the way that they've worked with me and how much they helped me, I want to be able to do that for somebody else.
At Bex, we are and will remain farmers at heart.
Central Illinois farmer says he's targeting an early April planting date. Derek Martin raises corn and soybeans in Logan County.
We've got everything machinery-wise ready to go, just a few odds and ends. So right now we're just kind of hanging back, waiting on Mother Nature to tell us it's time to go.
Some ag economists have expressed concern that continued expansion of Brazil's corn production could create challenges for U.S. producers. Ohio State University's Ian Sheldon tells Brownfield the U.S. is running into capacity constraints.
We have to rely on our yields to be able to physically export, whereas Brazil, at the same time that it's increasing the number of acres it's putting into corn, their yields are getting pretty close to U.S. yields.
The National Pork Producers Council says registrations for more than 300 U.S. pork harvesting and cold storage facilities have been renewed and are again eligible to export to China. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield Ag News Headlines.
If you're in the market for a pole building, call Harchi Lumber, your friendly hometown source for all of your building and lumber supply needs. From beginning to end, the experienced crews at Harchi Lumber have the know-how to build a quality structure you expect. Harchi Lumber will engineer your pole building to your specific needs and requirements while meeting your local building codes. To get your building project started, call 608-985-7207 or stop in at Harchi Lumber along Highway 23 between Laval and Reedsburg.
Hello, everyone. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, a content partnership with Corteva Agriscience. Planning is a key component to staying ahead of weeds. With Enlist E3 soybeans, having Enlist herbicides as a cornerstone of your weed control plan, coupled with a layered residual such as Enversa herbicide, can help keep the most challenging weeds under control. To talk more about this, our guest today is Jeff Moon, Corteva Market Development Specialist.
Farming comes with trade-offs. An extra pass means dinner in the cab. An early morning becomes a late night. Unnecessary restrictions turn into headaches. But when you make Enlist herbicides the foundation of your herbicide program, the trade-offs will be in your favor. Effective weed control that's ready to work when you are. Flexible tank mix options and neighbor-friendly applications. All without the need to jump through hoops. See what you'll gain with America's most trusted herbicide system protecting your Enlist E3 soybean fields at Enlist.com. The old way of doing things makes sense for some things, like a hot dog at the game. But the old ways don't make sense if you expect more yield out of your acres, because there's a new way to unlock the full potential of your fields, and it starts when you plant Enlist corn. With four robust trait tolerances, glyphosate and glufosinate, plus 2,4-D choline and FOP, it unleashes ultimate weed control flexibility with multiple modes of action to fight weeds. See what's possible for your fields at Enlist.com/corn.
Science Market Development Specialist Jeff Moon says weeds develop resistance when farmers use the same mode of action over and over.
And when we do that, we kind of naturally select, and eventually something survives there and becomes resistant. And as it grows and produces seed, you know, that just expands and gets larger. And then those weed seeds are spread by tillage equipment or combines or even, you know, birds dropping seed all over the place. And so it's really important to use products that have multiple modes of action. And that can be true in a pre-emerge program, can also be true in a post-emerge program. And we've got the Enlist weed control system, where we can use Enlist One or Enlist Duo to help combat some weeds that maybe have shown some resistance to glyphosate. And then, of course, you combine that with the hybrids or the varieties that have the correct trait in them. And we've got a pretty good program going then. We can use Enlist One or Enlist Duo on those traded corn or soybean plants, along with some qualified tank mix partners. And we can put together a pretty good weed control program for a grower.
You mentioned qualified tank mix partners. What do you recommend with Enlist One herbicide on Enlist E3 soybeans post-emergence?
Well, this year we're really excited to offer a product called Inversa. And Inversa, think of it as a layered residual product. So Enlist One and Enlist Duo are going to control the weeds that are up. And then you need to have something in there to help keep weeds from coming back. And that's where that layered residual approach comes in with Inversa. It mixes really well with Enlist One, mixes well with a number of other herbicides as well. And so, again, you talk about this program approach, and I've mentioned that too, starting with that strong pre, a good post application that includes some residual control. And that's where Inversa comes in, providing that layered residual control.
Next week, we're going to hear from you one more time, Jeff, and we're going to kind of switch it up a little bit and talk about corn. If growers want more information, though, about Enlist E3 soybeans, Enlist herbicides, and Inversa herbicide, where should they go?
You bet. They can visit with their local ag retailer. They're a good source of information, and they could also contact their local Corteva territory manager. Or if they'd like, they could visit us online at enlist.com, and they can find all sorts of information and resources there.
I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, a content partnership with Corteva Agriscience.
Calling all cattle producers. This Sunday at 1 p.m. is Red Fest in Bloomington, Wisconsin. With 48 registered Red Angus bulls and over 150 Red Angus females, Red Fest has the genetics to power your operation. Come walk through the cattle this weekend and register right now with Cattle USA or DV Auction so you are ready to bid. For more info, visit redfestsale.com and check out the full sale catalog. Now get ready to upgrade your herd on the 23rd. We'll see you this Sunday at Red Fest.
Join us for Flavorful Moments, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant Studios.
Down south, there's a swinging screen door, sundress beauty on a hot front porch, knocking one back, baby, oh my lord.
Have mercy.
Shooting out gravel, saying, oh my star, she's Dukes of Hazzard in her daddy's car, amazing grace in a mason jar.
Have mercy.
You can go around the block, around the town, around the world, there's nothing like a down home girl. Ain't nothing way like a southern. With the red lipstick, just like Scarlet, she's gone with the wind. Sunday morning with the honey biscuits.
Have mercy.
You can go around the block, around the town, around the world. There's nothing like a down home girl. Ain't nothing catch your heart like a firefly. Hold on to you for the rest of my life.
Have mercy.
My baby swing low's making me high. I wanna catch your heart like a firefly.
I'm not afraid to
said a wedding dance. There's just one little hiccup in my plans. She hates me, my hair, my truck, my dog, my music makes her crazy. She done been there, done that, ain't coming back. No maybes, thought one day we'd be on some acres raising babies. She should be falling, only problem is she hates me.
Bentley, She Hates Me. Before that was Scotty McCreery with Southern Belle. I'm Tim Thede, and have a happy St. Patrick's Day, everyone. And hopefully you're having a great St. Patty's Day. Right now it's mostly sunny at 547, and our temperature is 59 degrees, according to the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer. Looks like those winds died down a bit out there. We're only at 2 miles per hour now. That was pretty good. Earlier today, it was really windy. I actually went out with a spring jacket this morning, thinking, you know, temperatures around 40, 50 degrees, and felt colder, so I had to put the old wind jacket on for a while. But hopefully everybody else is having a great Monday, though. Yep, start of another work week, but hopefully you're enjoying, if you're out celebrating St. Patrick's Day, hopefully you're enjoying that as well. Just wanted to let you know, because of these winds and the dry conditions, the controlled burn scheduled for tonight in the city of Richland Center has been canceled due to high fire danger. It has been rescheduled for tomorrow at 6, as long as weather permits. Residents in the area may see smoke and flames during this time. Please do not be alarmed, as trained personnel will be monitoring the burn to ensure safety. Also, just wanted to let you know, too, that the 13th annual 5K9 Run Walk with and Kids Fun Run will be held at the Vernon County Sheriff's Office in Viroqua on Saturday, April 5th. The registration form can be found on the Vernon County website. Go to the Sheriff's Office tab, and then under K9 Unit tab, you will see the registration form, which can be printed off and sent in. The pre-registration deadline is March 17th. That will ensure you get a 5K9 Run Walk t-shirt and registration for $25. If you register after March 17th, the cost will be $30 and will not include a t-shirt. All proceeds will help benefit the K9 unit. The K9 quota and K9 DAX for annual maintenance, training, and equipment costs. So that deadline is today, so be sure to get that in so you can avoid paying the $30, which will be charged to you after today.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's Political Action Committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma, but Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Pappas Trading Post in Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
Hi everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Spring is right around the corner. Is your yard equipment ready? Now through March 31st, bring in your Ryder, tiller, push mower, or weed eater and get 10% off your total bill at Walsh's Ace. Need a hand? We offer pickup and delivery too. Don't wait. Get your equipment tuned up and ready for the season at Walsh's Ace. Walsh's Ace, your neighborhood place for everything outdoors. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
The Wisconsin Supper Club tradition has found new life at Kickapoo Creekside. From mouthwatering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and perfectly crafted old fashions, Kickapoo Creekside offers a truly exceptional dining experience. Choose from the menu or indulge in the chef's daily special. Dine inside or enjoy your meal outside in the fresh air. Visit Kickapoo Creekside at 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4 p.m. and Sundays starting at 11. Come and taste the tradition.
Landowners manage a variety of assets every day. Trees on your property are an asset you shouldn't take for granted. The staff of Meister Log and Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team can help you make the decisions that will be in the best interest of you and your trees. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Looking for a caring and supportive place to call home? At Schmidt Woodland Hills, we offer personalized assistance while helping you maintain independence and joy in daily life. Enjoy delicious meals, engaging activities, and 24/7 support in a warm, welcoming community where you're not just a resident, you're family. Discover a place where compassion and comfort come together. Call 608-647-8931 today to schedule a tour. Schmidt Woodland Hills, where your next chapter begins.
WRCO 100.9.
Mama put a little whiskey in my bottle. Daddy put a little work hard in my boots. No matter. Tangled up in these roots.
mess with my toot toot. Now you can have the other woman, but don't mess with my toot toot. When she was born in her bird suit, the doctor slapped her behind. He said, you're gonna be special, you sweet little toot toot. Now you can look as much, but if you much as touch, you're gonna have yourself a case. I'm gonna break your face. Now don't mess with my toot toot. Don't mess with my toot toot. Now you can have the other woman, but don't you mess with my toot toot. Fais pas ça. Don't mess with my toot toot. Don't mess with my toot toot. Now you can have the other woman, but don't mess with my toot toot. When she was born in her bird suit, the doctor slapped her behind. He said, you're gonna be special, you sweet little toot toot. Now you can look as much, but if you much as touch, you're gonna have yourself a case. I'm gonna break your face. Now don't you mess with my toot toot. Don't mess with my toot toot. Now you can have the other woman, but don't mess with my toot toot. Fais pas ça. With my toot toot. Now you can have the other woman, but don't mess with my toot toot. When she was born in her bird suit, the doctor slapped her behind. He said, you're gonna be special, you sweet little toot toot. Now you can look as much, but if you much as touch, you're gonna have yourself a case. I'm gonna break your face. Now don't you mess with my toot toot. Don't mess with my toot toot. Now you can have the other woman, but don't mess with my toot toot. Fais pas ça.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News is sponsored by Whitaker's Market, the destination grocery for bargain hunters, Hillsboro.
ABC News, I'm Stephanie Officer. President Trump making claims about former President Biden's preemptive pardons during his final weeks in office. Trump claiming the pardons of the January 6th Select Committee members and others were, quote, void, vacant, and of no future force of effect, ABC's Jay O'Brien.
The president's reasoning is that, in his view, he says these pardons of January 6th committee members, these preemptive pardons, may have been done with what's called the auto pen, which is the automatic presidential signature rather than a president signing it with their hand. And because they might have been done with the auto pen, Trump doesn't even have any evidence that they were in certitude, but because they might have been done, if they were done with that auto pen, they are then void.
At least 42 people have died after a weekend of storms unleashed tornadoes and wildfires, leaving extensive damage behind across the Midwest and South. And the mayor of Tulsa, Oklahoma, Monroe Nichols, has signed an executive order officially designated June 1st as Tulsa Race Massacre Observance Day. This is ABC News. Canada's prime minister is looking to tighten up ties with European allies.
Canada's prime minister Mark Carney saying it's important for Canada to strengthen ties with what